Max volume, folks. We've got Tommy Lee, the Thunder, the man who can, has, will, and will again in your town, maybe soon. It's Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. Tommy, where are you today?
Oh, man, I'm in New York, man. I'm at Elektra Records.
You're getting ready to go to London today, huh?
Yeah.
Pip, pip, cheerio, and all that rot?
Righto, mate.
Gotta go. You guys get over there. It's been a while since you guys been out on the road. I mean, you went to Russia and had a good time there, huh?
Yeah, that was real cool.
Things went pretty good. I mean, you guys made it back. We were pretty worried about you guys if you were going to make it back. We knew if there was one rock band that would find out what not to do in the Soviet Union, it would be you guys.
I know, man. That was a lot of fun. Actually, we didn't get a chance to get into too much trouble. They didn't let us go anywhere.
That's probably smart. That's probably smart. Hey, I was looking at some old Motley Crue records. Matter of fact, right here, me and the Sarge, we were, when the first record came out, of course, it was not the first one, but the first Elektra record that came out with a single called Live Wire, we were like the first country, I mean, the first city in America and the whole country to play Motley Crue. That was back in 1981?
Really?
82?
Yeah, I guess it was just
very,
tail end of 81.
Very, very late in the year there. And I was noticing here, now back then, before there was Doc, there was Alan Kaufman.
Yeah.
And you guys recorded your first Leather Records in Grass Valley.
Yeah.
So now Mick, isn't Mick from the Grass Valley area?
No, he's not. At that time he was living in Newport Beach. Alan Kaufman was from there. And I remember we came up to Grass Valley and we rehearsed at some high school up there. I don't remember the name of it.
That was Nevada Union.
That's right.
You know
how
why?
Do you know?
Because my wife went to high school there.
Oh, wow.
And my wife was good friends with Tina Kaufman, who's Alan's daughter.
Oh.
And I think you guys, I believe it was a very hazy evening, but I think I remember something happening at the Holiday Bar, someplace like that. You guys played there, too.
Yeah, God, what was the name of that?
The Holiday or something in Grass Valley in GV in one of the smallest towns. You know, it's like a lot of people think of when they think of Motley Crue, they think of like some little motel room or some little room above the Roxy or the Whiskey or something.
That was a trip, man. I'll never forget that.
So you went from that Leather record, which you guys did yourself, and
yeah,
went down to Hollywood and made it go.
What? I know, isn't that wild?
And where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a place called Covina, California.
West Covina or East Covina?
Yeah.
What, somewhere near Puddingstone Dam, huh?
Right there. I used to go to Puddingstone and cliff dive all the time.
That's, boy, because you couldn't hurt yourself, though, nothing but mud out there. Yeah, I grew up just down Foothill Boulevard in a place called La Crescenta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Foothill Boulevard, looking for a place to have some trouble. There's a good spot.
Wow.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show today. If there's one thing you could tell some of the young aspiring musicians, what would it be?
I guess it would be to just keep playing and just, I don't know, man.
Play everywhere and anywhere you can, right?
Anywhere, everywhere, anyhow.
Backyards, basements, bar mitzvahs, call yourselves Bucky Goldstein. We don't care.
Just make some noise. Let people know that you're there.
All right.
You know, I guess, and not to let anything or anybody get in the way of your dreams.
That's right. That's right, because it's you got to live with, and it's you got to make happy.
Yeah, man.
And Tommy, you seem to be a pretty happy guy. I'm going to let you go because I know you got to get off to London this afternoon.
This is true.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on the radio and talking
to
us.
Max.
We're going to be looking forward to seeing you guys when you hit this part of the planet. We hope you can come to Reno.
Man, that would be real cool. I'll work on that one.
All right, bud.
All right, dude.
See ya.
Take it easy.